Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 41 is where we'll read to you today. Amen. And let's preach to you what I have in my heart this morning. And we'll read a few verses out of Isaiah 41, verse 10. Wonderful, wonderful chapter in the book of Isaiah. Amen. While you're turning, I do want to say how much I appreciate our bus workers. Amen. Yesterday, heat index like 100 and something, and today the heat index is going to be way up there over 100. And tell you what, they get out, faithfully work on the bus routes, do their bus routes in the hot, and then they get up, get on those hot buses, and ride those buses. They'll be riding the bus while you're sitting down eating lunch. They'll still be riding that hot bus, so I want you to think about them and thankful for them, thankful that for what they do. And I know the Lord blesses them for it, but, amen, I want them to know that we appreciate their labor for the Lord as well. Amen. Amen. Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Amen. Those are some awesome verses right there. Some awesome verses of promise of God, amen, that he is going to help us. Amen. Twice in those verses he says, fear not, or fear thou not. He lets us know, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I'll tell you, there's a lot of fear in this life. A lot of fear in this world. But thank God, he's with us. Amen. He tells us, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Amen. There's four words there in that verse, verse 10, that I want to draw your attention to. Just four words. And it's little words that have so much meaning when he says, I am with thee. I am with thee. There's only 11 letters in all four words. But my, that settles it all. That takes care of everything when he says, I am with thee. It's one thing for him to say, fear thou not. But when he says, fear thou not, and then adds those 11 letters, I am with thee. Amen. That there is what takes away fear. I've had people say, hey, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. No, there's times that I had all the reason in the world to be afraid. Just because somebody was saying, don't be afraid, didn't alleviate not one bit of my fear. But when I read that verse and it says, I am with thee. Amen. I am with thee. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know, amen, I don't need to fear today because I know the Lord is with thee. Amen. Four little words, it's all it is, but it changes everything. And it will change everything in your life when you realize the Lord is with me. The Lord is with me. He says, be not dismayed. Be not dismayed. He said, I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee. Amen. The Lord is with you today. Amen. I'm going to talk to you on those four words right there. I am with thee. Hallelujah. I am with thee. Amen. You can go through the scripture. You can start in Genesis and you can go all the way through the Bible. And you find that every once in a while, those four words are inserted into somebody's life. And it makes all the difference in the world. Amen. I could tell you about a young man that had to leave home at just a young age. Amen. He was fleeing for his life and running for his life. And he was out in the middle of nowhere all by himself, laying his head on a rock for a pillow. Amen. But the glory of God came down and the Lord spoke to him and said, "Hey, I am with thee." Amen. When he felt all alone and by himself, amen, but God wanted him to know, "I am with thee." Amen. I could tell you about a young man, amen, that was thrown into a pit, went from a pit, went to a prison, went to be a slave, amen, was lied on, cheated on. I mean, he was mistreated, found himself in a prison. Amen. But the Lord said, "I am with thee." Amen. He could take the pit. He could take the prison. Amen. He could take it all because of four little words where God said, "I am with thee." You might be amazed at what you can endure and what you can go through today. Amen. If you just hold on to those four little words that says, "I am with thee." Hallelujah. Man, I can tell you about a little shepherd boy. Amen. That was anointed to be king. Amen. He really wasn't the favorite in his own house. Amen. He was despised by his predecessor. He was hunted like a wild animal, pursued throughout all the wilderness. Amen. But one day he finally rose to the place that he was anointed for. But you know what? Through all of that time, he never lost sight of the Lord. Amen. And he had a heart after God. Amen. Why? I believe it was because of those four little words. Amen. "I am with thee. I am with thee." Just four little words. Can you say them with me this morning? "I am with thee." Amen. "I am with thee." Hallelujah. No, not Brother David today. I'm not talking about me. Amen. But I'm talking about our good Lord. Hallelujah. "I am with thee." Amen. When Moses was in the backside of the desert and he came face to face with God in a burning bush, and he asked the Lord, "Lord, who should I say has sent me?" He told him, "Say, the I am has sent you." Amen. When I read that verse, it's not saying David says David is with me, but it's saying "I am with thee." Hallelujah. It's good to have the I am to go with us. It's good to have the I am with us today. Amen. Hallelujah. "I am with thee. I am with thee." Amen. When he says, when the Lord says, "I am, the I am." And that kind of sums up everything. It's pretty universal when the Lord says, "I am." What do you have need of today? I have need of a physician. I am. What do you have need of today? I have need of an attorney. I am. What do you have need of today? I need a friend. I am. What do you have need of today? I need a counselor. I am. Amen. I need a comforter. I am. Whatever you need today, I am. Lord, I just need somebody to go with me. I am with thee. Hallelujah. No matter what we go through, no matter what we face, amen, the Lord is with us. Hallelujah. Amen. You can go through the Old Testament. You can go into the New Testament. But the Lord says, "I am with thee." Amen. There's a young lady that gets some news one day. Man, turns her whole world upside down. She hears that now she's with child, even though she's not married, even though she's a virgin, she finds herself to be with child. You talk about having your world shook up. That would shake up your world, except for four little words. When the Lord said, "I am with thee." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I tell you, he is with you today. Amen. Through every storm, through every trial, the Lord says, "Fear thou not. Fear thou not. I am with thee." Amen. When you go into the solitary places and you're all by yourself, amen, the Lord is with thee. Amen. You may be walking along. You may only see one footprint in the sand, but let me tell you, the Lord is still with thee, and he still goes before you, and he still carries you, and he still assists you. Amen. Even in the places where you are all by yourself, the Lord is with thee. Hallelujah. Not only in solitary places, amen, but in the storms of life, I am with thee. I am with thee. And sometimes we go through some storms in our life that seem to overwhelm us. Amen. Four little words. I am with thee. Hallelujah. You know, there's times you feel like I'm all alone. The disciples thought, Lord, I'm in the midst of the storm all by myself. All by myself. Amen. But in the midst of the storm, he came walking to them on the water. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what? He's with us. He's with us. Though you may not see him today, though you may not know him, though there be no signs of his presence, amen, the Lord is with thee. Hallelujah. Amen. He's going to be with you in the midst of every storm, through every trial, through every dark time. Amen. The Lord is with thee. Amen. Through every sickness, the Lord will be with you. No matter how bad it may get, no matter how painful it may become, the Lord is with you. Amen. In the time of your passing from this life into the next, amen, the Lord is with you. Yea, though I walk through the valley of a shadow of death, Lord, thou art with me. Amen, the Lord's never gonna leave you. He's never gonna forsake you. Amen, take those four words today. I am with thee. Hallelujah. I am with thee. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's with you. You remember when you was a child and you had your bicycle and you came the day your dad finally took the training wheels off? He was going to get on that bike for the first time. Boy, let me tell you what, shaky, wobbly. Man. Dad would get you on the bike and he'd hold the seat or take hold of the bike. And then he'd start telling you, now you pedal. Dad would run along beside you, right? Holding the bike, holding that. Amen. As long as Dad was with you, right? Don't let go, Dad. Don't let go, Dad. Don't let go, Dad. Don't let go. Listen, you know, to give them confidence, you say, I'm right here. I've got you. Keep pedaling. Keep pedaling. Keep pedaling. Keep pedaling. You know, you let them go. And you find, but, you know, they're wanting to know that you're there. Listen, amen, through all the struggles of our life, amen, to know that the Lord is with us. Amen, through every new tomorrow, when we don't have the uncertainty of what tomorrow's going to bring, amen, take this confidence in these four words. Amen, I am with thee. Lord, I don't know what's ahead. Lord, I'm uncertain. Amen. But the Lord says, I am with thee. Amen. There's no need to fear. Amen. I am with thee. Amen. He said, I will strengthen. I will help. I will uphold. I will strengthen. I will help. I will uphold. He is with you. He is with you. The servant says, Master, look at this great host that has surrounded us. And the man of God says, Lord, open his eyes that he might see. Amen. And he opens his eyes and he sees the host of heaven. More are they that are for us than they are that would be against us. Amen. Even when we can't see it, the Lord is with us. Amen. These four words, you say, Lord, where are you? I look to the right hand. I look to the left, Lord. I look behind me. Lord, where are you? Amen. And in those four words, I am with thee. Amen. When you lay on the hospital bed, amen, he is with thee. Amen. When you sit in a doctor's office, he says, I am with thee. Amen. When you lay on your bed at night and the tears, amen, are wetting your pillow, amen, he says, I am with thee. Amen. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. Hallelujah. Man, he says, I will uphold thee. I will uphold thee. Amen. He's got his hand right there on the seat. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I could pedal fast as long as I knew somebody had a hand on the seat, right? Amen. That they is going to take care of them no matter what. I feel like you got it under control. Amen. But thank God the Lord is with us today. The Lord is with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I know what the Lord spoke to my heart to. Amen. Last night, through the night, and even this morning. Amen. One of the first thoughts that went through my mind this morning when I woke up was, I am with thee. Hallelujah. Amen. One of the final thoughts that went through my mind last night as I laid down before I drifted off to sleep was those four little words, I am with thee. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll tell you what, when I heard those, felt that in my heart, amen, there was such a peace of God that came over me. Amen. To know that I am with thee. I am with thee. Amen. We've got an enemy that's out to destroy us, and he's out there against us. But oh, to know the Lord is with thee. Hallelujah. Amen. To know the Lord is with thee. Amen. Do you ever have somebody tell you, we're behind you. We're behind you. Yeah, I've had people tell me that. They were way behind me. Way back there. Yeah. Amen. The problem is not how somebody being behind you. How far are you behind me? Amen. But the Lord, he is with thee. He is with thee. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad he's with you today. You're here this morning, and I just want to share my heart with you. You're here today, this morning, and you feel like that you've been doing it all alone. Feel like it's all by yourself. The struggles that you're having, you feel like you're carrying them all by yourself. You don't have anybody to share it with. Nobody to unload on. I want you to know the Lord gave you four words today. I am with thee. Talking to the one this morning that feels like, amen, that everybody has forsaken them. And they have nobody to share with. The Lord says, I am with. To the one that feels like they are by themselves right now. And maybe even this week you have been saying, I feel I'm all alone. I don't have anybody. I feel so by myself. Four words I have for you. The I am with thee. And I think the Lord just wants to put his arms around you this morning. Amen. Let you know that I'm with you. Amen. Though everybody forsake you, though everybody turn and flee from you, though everybody leave and it seems like you are all alone, and can I tell you, God is with you. Hallelujah. Can we lift our hands to heaven, church? Let's lift our hands. Feel the presence of the Lord here today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When you feel like nobody understands, amen, he says, I am with thee. When you feel like nobody knows, he says, I am with thee. Man, when you feel like, amen, that you've got to do it all by yourself, amen, I want you to know he says, I am with thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to stand with me this morning, if you would.